Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Back here on Rutherford Issues as we continue, Brian Barrett joined today by the president of Motlow College, Dr. Mary Lou Apple. And Dr. Apple, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
Isn't it great to have an educator with the last name Apple? You know, it kind of you were kind of destined from the get-go, I guess, huh?
I have all sorts of comments about that last name.
I bet you do. Well, let's jump right into it, because a lot of folks are excited about Tennessee Promise. Actually, got to hear the governor not too long ago speak to radio broadcasters and television broadcasters who were gathered here in Murfreesboro to talk about Tennessee Promise, and deadlines are looming. But what is Tennessee Promise, first of all?
Well, it is a very unique scholarship program that will be available for Tennessee high school graduates with the class of 2015, which are the current seniors, that will provide them with free tuition to a two-year community college or to a technical college if they graduate from high school. Now, what's not said in that is that it doesn't have a income requirement or an academic requirement. And I think that's what sets it apart from other programs that we have had.
So that means to qualify, you have to be this year in the class of 2015, a high school senior, and you have to get a high school diploma.
Exactly.
And that's what you have to do to get to continue your education.
That's it. And you think back in history. Have you ever seen a program like that before?
Well, I know the governor was touting that this is something that other states have said could put our state well ahead in terms of an educated workforce in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
That's exactly right. So the opportunity is now present. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really have a chance for students who and parents who said, you know, I can't afford it. I haven't saved money. It's way out of reach for us, or simply maybe you just never thought you had the desire. This is a chance for you to get skills and education, competencies, things that's really going to make a difference in the quality of your life.
And obviously something that colleges like Motlow College very excited about.
We are. We see a difference in the students that come to us. And maybe it's the first time that they really ever believed that they could accomplish something greater than they ever dreamed of. And it's just wonderful when they leave us and go into what I call a livable wage job, meaning that they can achieve some of their dreams that they want, that they make enough earnings, that they're happy in what they do, they feel like they have a career rather than just a job.
And it could mean that they go from, you know, to continue their dream of even more education after they leave you.
Right. And that's the beautiful thing. And, of course, sitting right here in Rutherford County, MTSU is, you know, our largest. We are the largest feeder school into MTSU. So, of course, our desire is our students see that there is a pathway for them through a four-year degree.
Dr. Apple, how is this Tennessee Promise program administered?
Well, it is coming out from the governor's office, and he has designated TSAC as the entity to actually handle the money, the funding. So when a student applies, and that's the deadline you're talking about coming up, so mm-hmm. We'll just kind of walk through that. But a student does have to get online. They can do that with their counselors. We've talked to all of your guidance counselors, principals in the area. We're also going to host four sessions that we'll talk about that they can do that through Motlow. But once they apply, then their name, they've met the first deadline. So counselors will start working with them. And then there is an organization called Tennessee Achieves, who is the organization now that will help those students through the next few deadlines. And one of those is by preparing mentors. And that's a part of the program probably that doesn't get much attention, but is a critical component that I think sets it apart. And those are volunteers in the community. And Brian, we really need more in Rutherford County that's willing to give about 10 hours of their time over a 12-month period. They must be 21 years or older and must pass a background check. But after that, those are what I call guides or cheerleaders, encouragers. Really, your basic job as a mentor, and I'm signed up to be a mentor, is to just get the students to the deadlines, get them to the finish line, encourage them, help them navigate the process. You've been to college, so you know what that's like. Mm-hmm. You have filled out a federal aid, a FAFSA form. You know what that's like. So we want all those students that maybe have not been exposed to how do you navigate through that process, to have a cheerleader, a guide, if you will, to get them over and through the barriers and through the obstacles and to the finish line.
So the application process, all of that, it can be tough to navigate. What is the most important date that the high school seniors, and we're probably talking here to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, grandma and grandpa here of those young people, but what's the most important date they need to know?
So the first date is November the 1st. November the 1st, the student must have made application to Tennessee Promise. And it's very simple. Mom, Dad, you can get online now. Tennessee Promise, all one word, TNPROMISE.org. If you get on that website, it's a one-page application. That's it. It's basically the student puts in their name, their address, what school they're currently attending, when do they anticipate graduation, etc. Mm-hmm. Just a one page. So that's the first deadline. And it's very critical. They're very, very serious about this program that if you miss a deadline, you are out. And there is not a loop back into the program. It's over. On November the 2nd, if you haven't met that first deadline, it is too late.
So November 1st is the date that everyone needs to understand that is coming up. And one thing that you have, let's talk more about the date in just a second, because I want to know about like what is required of the kids once they are in the TN Promise, once they're part of Tennessee Promise. Are there grade requirements? Do they, you know, things like that?
Okay, so there are a few more meetings and FAFSA forms while they're a senior. So that's why these mentors are very helpful during the months of January to May. They're still in your high schools, correct, headed toward graduation, but they're going to be meeting with their mentors, and the parents are going to have help sessions to get the federal aid. That is a requirement, and that will be a requirement with a deadline of February the 15th.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's more deadlines coming. Okay, we're really hitting on that first one.
Well, you got to get the first one to get the others.
That's right. So we really are talking more about November 1 right now, just because we know it's too late after that. But they will have other deadlines. Now, I think your question maybe is, what happens when you get into your institution of choice?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now there are some other types of requirements. One is you must be full time. And there's a lot of rationale behind that, being that evidence from research indicate that if you will stay full time status, you're much more likely to complete, because 15 hours, 4 semesters, you're out. You have a 2-year degree. So they're trying to mimic best practices that will get you to the finish line. So full time status. You must complete 8 hours of community service. That's the third component of Tennessee Promise. So it's a chance for the student to give back to the community and to the state that's providing this opportunity for them. And then maintain a GPA, a grade point average of 2.0.
Okay. So those are the requirements. You go through your 2 years or 4 semesters, and you have a 2-year degree.
That's correct. And then, you know, that can propel you on to whatever your next dream or goal would be for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tennessee Promise is not for 4-year colleges, right?
It is not. It is specifically for a community college or for a TCAT or a Tennessee College of Applied Technologies. Technical schools has many names, but
sure.
Yes, they can choose either one of those venues to accomplish their first 2 years.
So what are you most excited for about this? Because you've got campuses all over Middle Tennessee, and of course one here in Rutherford County in Smyrna. And we were just there recently, and that campus is bustling. I mean, there are young people all over. And I can just only imagine the high school seniors going in. This place is going to be busy.
We hope. We really... the greatest, you ask what I'm most excited about. When I look at our statistics among the 11 counties that I serve, I'm always very excited and I applaud the communities that have, 70% that attend college somewhere. Okay, being mindful that my real goal is just educate Tennesseans. I love Motlow, but I'm more intent on you being able to have a life that is satisfying to you and that you can raise the family or live the lifestyle that you want. So it's about getting the skills, obtaining the skills, the education, the training, and getting that career set. So I'm very excited for those that never have darkened the door, have not planned, did not see themselves, because this is their opportunity. So now I call it that gap, the group of students that never went to college before, they have the chance. This is kind of an equalizer. Every student that graduates out of the class of 2015 has an equal opportunity. If they're a Tennessee resident, they graduate from a Tennessee high school, they have the opportunity. Now that's exciting. And to me, it just opens so many doors that maybe we've just not been able to provide for students before.
Dr. Mary Lou Apple is joining us from Motlow College as we talk about Tennessee Promise. Back to when I heard the governor speak about it, he's very passionate about Tennessee Promise. And something that kind of struck a chord with me was the fact that other states are looking at what Tennessee is doing, and it's almost like they're going to be so much further ahead than we are with an educated workforce, with the automotive industry almost moving everything to Tennessee, the way that continues to grow and other operations. And, you just look around Rutherford County and find Amazon and Nissan and all of these big places. You have to have educated workers. And this is one reason why I think the governor believes that we'll be ahead of other places and bring in even more industry.
Correct. And he has data to back that up. I don't know how many people remember, but Governor Haslam was mayor in Knoxville. And he started with the Tennessee Achieves program, which then was funded with philanthropist donations. And it was a very successful program. And it had a mentoring component to it and a community service component. So you can see how this program, Tennessee Promise, mirrors that. So he's had years and years of very successful results from that program. And when he became governor, he really wanted to take that program across the state. So, that's exciting to know that everyone in the state's going to have that same option.
Dr. Apple, let's talk about the looming dates. And I say looming as if it's a bad thing. I just want people to know that by November 1st, you've got to get things turned in and the application taken care of. And for those who may have a little hard time with that or just confused, you've got some sessions set up at your various campuses between now and November 1st that will really help folks.
Yes, we want to have a great environment for students and their parents. Maybe they have questions. Maybe they're just a little unsure. So we want to have open sessions, information sessions, and we're going to have computers available and individuals to assist you through that process. But if you want to come to one of our campuses, and the first one's rolling out on the Moore County campus on September the 20th at 10 a.m. in the Clayton Glass Library. But closer to you at the Smyrna campus, we will be open on October the 18th at 10 a.m. in the Science, Technology, and Health Building to be able to help you through the process of the Tennessee Promise application. And if you choose to go to Motlow, we're going to help you with the Motlow application and waive the $25 application. So we wondered what else we could do that was better than free Tennessee Promise, and it would be free plus free. So that was free to the second power, but we are going to make that available to students. So that, again, they'll have someone there to assist them if they want to tour the building. As you was mentioning, it's just a fantastic environment and lots of good spaces for students to team build and work together. So they'll be able to go through the buildings, look where classes are, talk to individuals about that, and food.
Oh,
let's
well,
don't forget food.
There's food on top of that.
Food on top of that.
You know, you're talking to high school seniors there for sure.
Right.
Now, is this particular time, this let's take Saturday, October the 18th at the Smyrna Center. Is this a time for parents and those high school seniors to come?
We would welcome, yes, anyone that wants to come and learn about this, because my fear is that we will have students that come in later and go, I didn't know. I didn't hear. So you have a lot of listeners, and I hope that if their parents or their aunts or uncles or just friends, that they'll help us spread the word. You know, you're not out anything at this point. Get aboard, sign up, get on the list.
Well, I mean, maybe your plans change in February, but if you don't start planning now and November 1st have this application in, that's one thing that you can't do.
That's correct. And that's what we really want to get across. Right now, it's a free one-page application.
That's easy.
It's easy.
We'll take care of that. And tnpromise.org is where they can get that application,
they
right?
They can. And then we really want to stress about mentors. Rutherford County is so gracious to help so many people with mentoring. This is a really small commitment here. Tennessee Achieves will give you a one-hour training, and then they'll shoot you information each week that you will give to your students. So it's really a well-run program by Tennessee Achieves. If you would consider being a mentor, if you'll get online for TennesseeAchieves.org, it's a one-page application.
They're keeping it simple, huh?
It's all simple.
Dr. Apple, thanks for stopping in today, and we'll keep reminding folks about the deadlines,
okay?
We
really appreciate that.
Thank you. Dr. Mary Lou Apple joining us here, the president of Motlow College, and that is going to do it here for our time today. Thanks for joining us.